Hello, and thank you for your interest in this poster. I'm Rachel Pattinson, a PhD student at Cardiff University. I'm presenting the phases of the GRID project and showcasing enhanced patient engagement methods with dermatology research. More information can be gained by scanning the QR codes on this poster. GRID is a project of the International Alliance of Dermatology Patient Organisations, also known as Global Skin. Global Skin has partnered with multidisciplinary research teams at Cardiff and Hamburg universities. So what is GRID? We know dermatological conditions impact across physical, psychological, social and economic functioning. I want to draw your attention to the known limitations of existing patient-reported outcome measures, which we know underestimate the true impact. These limitations impact on treatment decision-making and resource allocation in dermatology. Understanding the true impact will rely heavily on better patient engagement in research. GRID is the first global, patient-driven impact research study in dermatology. It was developed by patient organisations, clinicians and researchers to systematically gather information on impact. And we'll develop a new comprehensive impact tool called PRID. PRID was designed using a novel patient-facing methodology consisting of five key phases. Global Skin engages its full membership of over 170 patient organisations in 54 countries and representing 63 disease areas in all phases of GRID, both to participate and inform the research. I've reported the results from phase one, the systematic review, previously. We've just completed phase two, the qualitative phase, with patients and patient organisations from around the world using semi-structured interviews designed to gain a deep understanding of the true impact. We're about to embark on phase three, the Global Delphi Survey, which will take place between November 2020 and March 21. With patients to validate the impacts or the concepts generated in phase two. In phase four, we'll test patient understanding and agreement with the Delphi findings, followed by psychometric testing of the new items. Phase five involves implementation and dissemination of the new scale, PRID, to the wider community. Today, I'm going to report the results from phase two. This phase identified key themes around the physical discomfort and the cumulative impact of the condition on patients. This adds pressure to everyday living, and there's a lack of choice and control. Patients also talked about the distress, which stems from a lack of public and professional understanding of the wider impact, plus their own widespread confusion about their skin condition. GRID shows that with enhanced patient engagement, we can generate new knowledge beyond what was already known about the impact of living with dermatological conditions. GRID has created awareness at the local, regional and international level, and this will ultimately influence better treatment, decision making and resource allocation for clinicians and their patients, researchers and policy makers. Thank you.